helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for August 6, 2010. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Looking to energize your career and the careers of those in your community? Consider organizing a career camp. You'll find a document on the Career Camp website, Why You Should Organize a Career Camp. careercamp.wordpress.com. Today's show, the kitten, the boy, and taking a break. As we all know, it's a crazy world out there. On most days, we run from home to school to work to home to bed in what seems like an endless cycle. We might read lots about needing to balance our work and real life, but never seem to get anywhere near it. In some cases, we burn ourselves up searching for the next big score, the next big promotion, the next big stack of money. While I'm not saying that work, money, and fulfillment aren't important, it's just as important to remember to decompress, to slow down, and engage in our present lives. There are times, in the madness of our lives, when we get clear signs it's time to stop and settle, but too often we choose to ignore them. For example, as I type, our new kitten is draped across my lap, sleeping quietly despite the movement of my fingers. While I might be working, I'm also being given a clear indication that this is where you need to be right now. There are 100 other things I could be doing, but the world, in the form of this small kitten, has given me clear notice that there are other things to consider, other things to be done, and taking it slower is one of them. As is often the case, we only notice things in contrast and comparison. We haven't had a kitten in a while, and since our son is now 12, we'd forgotten how little things can take over your lives sometimes. Kittens have two speeds, on and off, much like human babies, and it's a good reminder to all of us that there are times to be on and off, even as adults. Do you have any reminders in your life? Are you good about reminding yourself that to everything there is a season? Sometimes the most productive thing you can be doing is sitting in your garden with a cup of tea and a good book. Even my 12-year-old son can still provide me with these on and off moments, too. Late last night, he reimmersed himself in building and programming his Lego NXT robot. He hadn't spent much time with it lately, but something spurred him to dive in again. Of course, as is often the case, I was immersed in my own world. I was reading and replying to email, thinking about where and how to organize our next career camp, and conversing with friends online. When he came to me with his robot, I could have put him off with my typical, "I'm sorry, but I'm working right now." As someone who works extensively at home, this is something that happens quite regularly. Instead, though, I saw this as a time to turn work off for a while. For the next hour or so, he re-engineered the physical aspects of the robot while I helped him program the logic that allowed it to autonomously move around, reacting when it bumped into things. Again, what a wonderful way for the universe to remind us of those times when we just need to stop and do something entirely different. It's in these moments that we often learn new things and revisit important concepts we may have forgotten. It's in these moments that we break out of the haze of constant action and into the clear blue sky of new thoughts and new ideas. Are you ignoring the clear signs from the universe when it's telling you to try something different? Do you see the opportunities in a sleepy kitten or an inquisitive boy? Is your nose so far into the grindstone that you risk losing any view of the world around you? Be watchful for those moments when someone or something offers you an opportunity to stop. An opportunity to just sit and think or laugh or smile or nap or run or jump. I think you'll find that these breaks could be some of the most significant work you do all day. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. DouglasEWelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support and all are appreciated. These include a tip on our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website.